And I look over and my toaster's on fire.
Literally flames?
Wow. Literal flames.
Wow.
Coming out of my toaster. Now,
so
I must say.
Living an episode of This Is Us.
I must say, I remained calm.
Yes.
And I kind of just, maybe because it was so early in the morning, but I just kind of stared at it and I was like, what's the course of action to take here? This is the theme. Woody and Jim
podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM from our Eurostoe studios. Thanks for letting us be a part of your day every day.
I was watching a news thing on my phone, and they said, let's go now to our reporter who's, you know, at the scene of the crime or whatever in East. And I'm like, finish a sentence. Nashville.
East where?
East Nashville.
Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they were. But the people have been calling it East now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And my theory is that it's when they painted that giant parking garage and put the letters EAST.
Right.
Like
it just
four
says
stories
east.
High.
Yeah.
And it says East. Like all of a sudden people go, oh, I guess that's the name.
I guess that's what we're calling it now.
But it's not. It's East Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody calls it that. You shouldn't call it like half of that.
Yeah.
Like
half
say,
the name.
Say the whole thing.
East Nashville.
Yeah.
All right. Alicia's on the line. You live in East Nashville. So you call it East?
That is a wonderful question. Most people just I don't even know when I started saying East, because like when I first moved there, I used to say East Nashville. Mm-hmm. But I think honestly, I kind of like adapted it from everyone else. Maybe the Californians. So sorry. I started calling it East because they started calling it East to me. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's time for me to assimilate. But like at right? some point, I used to call it East Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, gave in to peer pressure.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, people would call it East Nasty. So maybe we need to bring that back.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I also think it's like a generational thing, because the more I think about it, the more like people around my age and even younger, we shorten everything to one word.
Right.
So like all the bars on Broadway, it's like whiskey, not Whiskey Row. And it's
Miranda
Lambert's. Yeah, it's like everything's one word, like the Gulch.
Right, right.
Like, it's all one word. So.
Like saying, this seems really sus.
Yes.
Yeah. Use whole words, people.
Yeah, it's always shortened to like one word or abbreviation. So I think that's because I notice I say East as well.
Do
but
you?
When okay. I first moved here, it was East Nashville.
I like that theory. Mm. I think you're Ruh.
Come on. We're Americans. We can do more than one syllable. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
The sequel Nobody Asked For is on the way. They're doing a fourth Harold and Kumar movie.
Really?
Of course, a sequel to a Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Harold and Kumar go to Guantanamo Bay. And a very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
All right.
So, a new one is on the way.
Yay. Can't wait. Did you guys know that Middle Tennessee has a women's tackle football team?
I did not
know
that.
I heard they existed, yeah.
Yeah, so they're called the Music City Misfits, which I think is cute. Misfits. Yeah. And they're actually on their way to the 2025 Women's Football Alliance playoffs.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. So it'll be really cool. They're going to play in Connecticut, but they do need a couple dollars for the travel funds and things like that. So you can check out their Facebook page, MC Misfits, if you want to learn more and help out.
All right. The team we didn't know existed is doing well.
Right? Probably better than the Titans.
Yeah.
So there's a chicken Alfredo recall nationwide because of Listeria. A couple of people have passed away because of this ready-to-eat meal distributed under the name Marketside or Home Chef Brands, sold at Walmart and Kroger locations across the country. So I guess if you have it, you're going to want to bring it over to the store where you bought it and return it so that you don't eat it and something goes horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hey, we have Cindy on the line. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Now, you said you had a chicken Alfredo story.
Oh, my gosh. It's actually quite funny.
Okay.
So many years ago, I had to go back to Texas to help my mom out. She had some surgery, and being her daughter, a good daughter that I am,
yes.
I went help her with convalescing and such. And when I flew to Texas, my brother took me to her house so I can pick up her car. And she had warned me before surgery, hey, something is wrong with my car. It smells really bad. I took it to the mechanic. They looked at everything. She thought she ran over an animal, but her engine, everything was clear. Nothing was to be found. And I could smell that smell in my hair. It was grossing me out. And I kept thinking, okay, the smell is really strong right here. A chicken Alfredo microwave meal had slid out of the grocery bag underneath the driver's seat, and it was a box.
Oh, wow.
It had dark writing on it. So it had slid completely underneath the seat, and all of this moldy cheese and everything was
chicken Alfredo gas.
Oh my
leaked
gosh.
Out.
Chicken Alfredo gas. So yes, it can kill you in more than one way.
Okay.
That is an amazing horror story.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll be playing Gender Wars. Would you like to play?
Yes, I would
love
to.
We're going
to
put you on hold, okay? You finish your chicken Alfredo, and we'll play Gender Wars in about 20 minutes, okay?
Yes.
Yesterday was a big day in law, as Karen Reed got found innocent with her second trial.
Yep. Yeah, first was a retrial. For anybody who hasn't been watching court TV and all the updates on this Karen Reed trials, tell everybody like kind of what, in a nutshell,
happened. So she was accused of second-degree murder, of basically killing her boyfriend. They thought that she hit him with her SUV after drinking and then, like, hit and ran.
Yeah, like, left him in the cold to die.
Yes. But then her defense really was kind of pointing the fingers at the cops and thinking that, like, the cops did it and there's a cover-up there.
Yeah, because her former boyfriend was a cop.
He was a cop. He went to outside where he died. There was a party inside in that house, and one of the homeowners was one of, like, the heads of the police department or something. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of sketchy stuff. Like, a lot of things weren't adding up. So it became this huge deal in media because most people were on her side, it seemed like. At least my side of TikTok, everybody was on her side.
Yeah, sure. Your feed.
Yeah, on my feed.
So she was found not guilty, and she did get a charge of driving under the influence because she was definitely drinking.
Yeah, she has a year probation.
Yeah.
Right, which is the standard, I guess, sentence for somebody with a first-time offense.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was looking through the comments on one of the Facebook articles about her being found not guilty. It was funny because most of the men on Facebook seem to think that she's a murderer and got away with something.
Oh, interesting.
Women were divided.
Yeah.
And this is looking at hundreds and hundreds of comments.
Right.
I'm going to read you some of the things that people were saying, and this will give you a clue as to what people were talking about. One of the ones I saw more often than not was this person who said, "You can't tell me she's not banging the gavel with her attorney." Everybody was saying her and her attorney were
hooking up
with their eyes, at least in the courtroom.
Okay.
A bunch of people had said, "How did they find the Casey Anthony jury?" A lot of people were thinking that the people in the house that were all drinking are probably going to move away quietly real soon.
Yeah.
Well, the house that it was at, like when all this went down, the lead police officer, whatever it's called, they sold the house. They cleaned out all the carpet and they sold the dog, or rehomed the dog that the defense thinks attacked and killed John.
Right, because they said the wounds were like a dog attack.
Were more like a dog attack. Yeah. So
it's there's sketchy.
There's a lot of sketchy things.
And what are you saying too, that the judge was like good friends with the people who were accusing her?
Yeah, there was like a Venmo payment from the cop family, and I mean, there's
sketchy,
layers and layers. Yeah, there was a documentary on Max, I believe, that was about the first trial. So I hope they put out a second one.
You know they will.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, like, you watch that and you're like, this doesn't add up. There's a lot of weird things going on.
A lot of people wondering, who's going to play Karen Reed in the movie version? A couple of people had commented Natalie Portman or Anne Hathaway.
Natalie Portman would be good.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. After a big stormy night, we definitely need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood.
It's really sweet. There was a Chicago kid named Tavon Norris who missed his high school graduation ceremony because he was in the hospital waiting for a heart transplant.
Oh, wow.
He got a successful transplant, and he made it. And because he missed his graduation ceremony, they brought it to him in the hospital.
On behalf of the Board of Education of Leiden High School District 212, it is my great honor to bestow upon you your diploma from West Leiden High School.
Now he's still here and was able to graduate. And I'm so happy because I thought he wasn't going to make it. But he made it. Today he graduated and I'm so happy.
That is so cool. I love it when they do special stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, thank God he's going to be okay.
Yep. You can tell how much it meant to all of them.
Yeah.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Sorry.
Why do you do animal noises at the ends of songs?
I don't always do that. Well, only when I feel it's necessary.
We were talking about werewolves. And...
Yeah, we were moments ago, yeah. Totally Hits 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. Dagwood, who you hear in the afternoon here on Totally Hits 93.3, saw him a minute ago, and he was saying, what a lovely morning it is. I said, you're being slightly sarcastic, aren't you? Yes. Because, wow, the storms have been coming through. It's more storms last night, huge lightning storms.
Yep.
I guess it's supposed to be over, by the middle of the morning today.
Thank okay. God.
And
good.
Then it's going to get stiflingly hot. It's going to be in the 90s tomorrow, and then through the middle of next week into the mid to upper 90s.
Wow.
I think the real feel, is supposed to be, another 10 degrees higher.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's officially summer in Nashville.
Yeah. If you've never been through a summer in Nashville, if you're new to town, you shouldn't have come here.
Yeah.
I was watching a girl on TikTok who I think was just here as a tourist.
Yes.
And she said, I just spent half an hour curling my hair.
Oh, no.
And she's up on the John Siegenthaler Bridge, the pedestrian bridge.
Yeah.
And she's like, look. And it was straight as an arrow.
Oh, yeah.
That was wasted. Nobody told me about that in the brochures.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I visited, and it was in August, so peak heat.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, it feels like you're in a hot room with no windows. You can't crack a window.
Mm-hmm.
Just stuffy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't really mind it. I've always preferred heat rather than cold. So, this environment is kind of, for me, sort of. Obviously, I don't love sweating when I'm just sitting outside, but
it is getting to the soupy time of year.
Yeah, where it's just it's sticky.
I don't deal with that very well. Yeah. See, I'm kind of the opposite of you. I can handle when it's cold, but when it gets too hot, there's just nothing you can do.
So when it's cold, you can put on coats and everything. You can only get so naked.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
We are ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. If you live in Murfreesboro, perhaps you've seen my new fence. It's been put in by our friends at Structure Group. Your dream home starts with structuregroup.us.
If you wonder what all the traffic was, it's people going to see Woody's new fence.
Yeah, there's a line.
I know. It's kind of amazing.
For the ladies in the audience, we have Cindy in Nashville. Hey, Cindy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. For the guys, we have John in Las Casas. Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing great. If you have your radio turned on, if you could turn that down in the background, that'd be perfect. Our Get Acquainted question, let's start with John. What's the most adventurous food you've ever eaten?
Well, just like the lady before, I had wild boar.
You had wild boar.
Wild
Did
boar.
You like it?
Yes, it wasn't that bad.
Hmm.
Okay.
I had it in Paris, France, and they used to cook in that properly.
Wow. So,
okay. Yeah, they do it well, I'm sure.
Did it taste like the one in The Lion King? I don't know, whatever.
No.
There's no answer to that. I licked the screen.
It tastes like Pumbaa.
What about Cindy? What's the most adventurous food you've ever eaten?
It was actually shark, and I was in San Antonio when I ate it.
And
shark?
What did you think of shark?
It was kind of rubbery. It was very chewy. And as you might guess, it was salty.
Salty.
Salty,
yeah.
Like because it comes from the ocean.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pre-salted.
Yeah.
Okay. Pre-salted. You each have a screw. Let's begin with the multiple choice question.
All right, here we go. Cindy, multiple choice. Was this year's Hockey Stanley Cup won by the New Jersey Devils, the Dallas Stars, or the Florida Panthers?
I am going to say the...
Oh, we're running out of time. Sorry.
Florida Panthers won.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, John, is Regina George a famous character from Mean Girls, Steel Magnolias, or Miss Congeniality?
Steel Magnolias?
No. It's Mean Girls. She was the Mean Girl.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, still 0-0.
Okay, you can score first here, Cindy. An A1 Abrams is what type of military vehicle?
That's got to be a plane.
A plane? No. A little lower. It's a tank.
Flies very low to the ground.
Okay. All right, John, you can... No score yet. See if you can change that, John.
All right. What do they sell at Williams Sonoma stores?
Wine?
No. Kitchen stuff.
Kitchen
Not
stuff.
Not a bad guess.
Unbelievably overpriced kitchen stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no score yet. Remember, you both have your screws left if you get stuck. Okay, Cindy, Miss Moneypenny is the secretary of what famous action movie character?
Oh, come on. That's Bond.
James Bond. There you go.
Come on, James Bond.
Okay. Cindy scores first.
John, you need this one to send it into overtime. Otherwise, Cindy wins it.
Okay, you got it, John.
Okay.
Urban Decay is a brand of what?
I'm going to pass it to Cindy.
Okay.
He's going to use the screw.
He's in the screw.
Cindy, Urban Decay is a brand of what?
Oh, come on. It's makeup.
It is
makeup. Oh, come on.
Yes.
John, you should know that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Right, he says. Cindy's our winner.
Congratulations.
You got a 4-pack of tickets to see the Nashville Sounds. Fantastic hometown ball and always a great time. Congratulations to both of you. We enjoyed having you on. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So just imagine you buy something to eat for breakfast the next morning, okay?
Yes.
And you're like really excited to eat this one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like hypothetically, the cinnamon bagel from Panera.
I love that.
Those are
me too. I got up this morning and I was overthinking how to cook it because I have a small toaster. So I was like, do I put it in my toaster or do I broil it in my oven? Like, what's the smartest way to go about this? So I was like, you know what? I'll just throw it in the toaster. It's fine. And it crammed in there, you know, fit in there. So I was like, great. So I toast it and didn't come out quite done enough yet. So I was like, I'm going to toast it again. And I look over and my toaster's on fire.
Literally flames?
Wow.
Literal flames.
Wow.
Coming out of my toaster. Now,
so
I must say.
Literally an episode of This Is Us.
I must say. I remained calm.
Yes.
And I kind of just, maybe because it was so early in the morning, but I just kind of stared at it and I was like, what's the course of action to take here? So anyway, I get the part of the bagel that's like fine out and it's fine. So I'm like, it's probably safe to eat. So I ate that part and then I'm like kind of waiting for the flames to die down and everything. And
so you're eating it while you're watching the fire?
No, I hadn't eaten it yet. But I pulled the good part out so it wouldn't get ruined.
Okay.
And then I like slowly take the burnt part out, which was the top, which is the best part. It has all the cinnamon on top of it.
All the good stuff.
All the crunchy cinnamon.
Which is why it lit on fire.
Yeah.
So I pulled that out and just kind of laid like the kitchen towel on top of it and it stopped the flames. But oh my gosh. It smelled so bad. And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning at this point. So my husband's just like getting his beauty sleep at this point. So I'm like, oh, great. So I throw the bad part away and I eat the decent part and everything's fine. But I'm like, man, I set my bagel on fire this morning. That's great. Mm. So I go to say goodbye to my husband and I like wake him up. I'm like, bye. Also, I set my bagel on fire this morning. Everything's fine, but it smells bad. And
sorry, the kitchen is a crime scene.
he woke up and he just like chuckled and then went back to sleep. So I was like, I wonder if he thinks it's going to be like a fever dream that he like imagined.
Right.
Did she actually say
that? I had a weird dream last night that you woke me up and said the kitchen was on fire.
But there is evidence because the kitchen towel is still on the counter with like the remnants of charred.
Scorches. Mm.
Yes. So, yeah, I was so disappointed. And the overthinking of how to cook it and then I set it ablaze, it's just even more like, ugh.
It's torturous.
I understand the euphoria of the Panera, you know, cinnamon bagels. Oh. It's like, wow.
And I was smelling it all night. I'm so excited.
So looking forward to it. I'm really amazed at how poised you were about getting the fire under control.
Yeah.
I probably would have said, do we have Hershey bars and marshmallows? Because maybe this could be a s'more.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so good.
Like most of America, I pretty much go through life barely paying attention. And yesterday was pretty funny. It's like I actually got kind of embarrassed. Because I figured my girlfriend's been working really hard. She got done with school and all that. And I thought, well, I'll pick up something for dinner. So I grabbed like a take and bake pizza.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, I'll get her a bottle of wine too. That'll be nice. Aww. And so I go up to the cashier and with my purchases, and she looks at me and goes, "Birthday?" I went, no, it's just a nice surprise for my girlfriend. And go, no, I need your birthday for you to buy the wine.
Oh.
And I were like, oh, I was hoping you were going to wish me happy birthday.
Oh, man.
One of those things where you turn 18 shades of red and then you go, okay, here's my debit card.
In a microsecond.
Yes.
You weren't thinking about your birthday because it's not your birthday.
Right.
But then she got your hopes up that they were gonna. She was going to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she, said, I'm not.
I just need your birth date.
Stuff for the,
yeah.
She's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Give me your birthday.
So if you have a Honda Pilot or the Acura equivalent, Honda is recalling 259,000 cars in the U.S. because of a brake pedal issue.
Wow.
Where the, the brake pedal can come loose and move out of place.
Oh my gosh.
So they're going to, fix that. Just bring it to a Honda dealer and they'll take care of it free of charge.
Scary.
The U.S. government did have the dietary guidelines of having 1 to 2 alcohol drinks per day. But now they say if you want more, just go for it. They're not saying exactly the amount, but I guess they're saying, what the safe amount is. But they say, if you need a couple extra drinks, especially in 2025, go ahead.
I always think it's weird when you're filling out your patient intake form at the doctor and they're like, how many drinks have you had the last year? I'm like, I don't know.
Right. I left my drinking counter at home.
Yeah.
And list them all, please.
And when I do count, I end up forgetting anyway. So,
that's right. The more you have, the less you know.
Yes.
So there's something I always wanted, but then when I got it, I didn't want it.
Yeah.
I've always hated the sound of a microwave.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the beep, and I've hated it for my entire life, for the 152 years I've been on this earth.
Yes.
And they said, okay, if you don't like the beep, you can press and hold down the number 2 button on your microwave, and it will get rid of the sounds. The beeps and the alarms and all that stuff. And I tried it, and it worked.
Whoa.
Holding down the number 2 on the keypad there.
For about 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And it works. My microwave is silent.
Wow.
But
that's good to know.
I didn't think it would be as unnerving as it is. So as you're putting things into microwave, you're pressing the buttons, and it makes no sound.
So you're probably thinking to yourself, is it really activated?
Am
is it
I
really
doing
working?
What I'm doing?
Yeah.
Or I'm just so trained over the course of so many years to hear a beep every time I press the button. And even when it's done, I don't hear the beeps.
Wow.
Which I know I'm very annoyed by the reminder beeps after the alarm goes off.
Yeah, when you don't open the door. Hey, don't beep, forget beep. This thing.
Beep, beep, every 20 seconds. It doesn't do that either.
Wow.
And it's unnerving. I don't know what it is. It feels like I'm underwater or I'm wearing earplugs. But, I don't like that sound.
Uh-huh.
But my whole body is, shaking because something's not right in the universe. It doesn't beep when I hit the buttons.
You hate the sound, but you need the sound.
I need the sound. they should be training me. Like, if I hit a button, it, maybe makes the sound half volume.
Like a subtle sound.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, then I work down from there and slowly wean myself off from the drug of the beep. It's unnerving. But if you want to get rid of the beep, you can just press 2.
Wow.
Hold it down for a few seconds, and it works on quite a few microwaves. I know it's really good because the person I saw do the Instagram reel was a young mom who didn't want the microwave waking up her baby.
Oh, that's smart.
Okay. Well, she had a good reason especially not wanting the beeps.
Yeah, nuking some formula.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, if that, you find that helpful, I'm going to say go ahead and do it. But just beware. Something in your DNA is going to freak out a little bit.
Something is so wrong here. A guy in Texas opened his front door, and he found a bag from Bed Bath & Beyond and a wedding marriage certificate. Apparently, his ex-fiance got somebody to sign off on it. A pastor signed off on it, making it a legal marriage certificate.
What?
And they never got married. So...
Whoa.
How?
He was confused, called police, and they tracked her down. And I guess she's being charged with stalking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If you got somebody to believe it, we got married. Sign this.
That's crazy.
Right?
Loony.
Wow. Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
So if you sleep with a fan on you at night, whether it be a ceiling fan or like a tabletop fan or something like that, doctors are saying you're doing yourself more harm than good.
Oh.
Because you're pushing pollen, pet dander, and other irritants around the room and blowing them into yourself. So they're saying maybe not have it blow onto you.
Oh, just in the room somewhere else?
Turn the AC down a couple of degrees or something.
Interesting. All right. Today is Juneteenth, so we're celebrating freedom for everybody in the United States. There's a ton of different places all around the city that you can celebrate, like Slim and Huskies. There's tons of deals going around. There's also a big party happening at Fort Negley downtown. And you can also go to the National Museum of African American Music. Mm-hmm. There's free events happening all day, so make sure to stop on by and learn something today.
Very cool.
I heard that museum is awesome.
I haven't seen it yet.
What are we doing the rest of your day, you guys?
I will be waiting out the rainy grass and seeing when it will dry and then try to mow that jungle.
Nice.
Yeah, the rain's supposed to be over and then it's going to get crazy, uncomfortably hot.
Yay.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's June in Middle Tennessee, so what do you want?
True.
I probably inspired by Gina's story a little bit earlier. I'm going to have to go get me one of those cinnamon bagels at Panera.
Just don't burn it. Have them toasted.
I hear they're fire.
Yes, they are fire.
I think with all the rain and the gloom and everything, I've just been really tired lately. So I think I'm going to go home and take a nap.
It's a good nap day.
Yes, it is a good nap day. And then probably go to the gym and go grocery shopping. So
nice.
A chill day.
Okay. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. So early with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3 FM.